Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
The Kenai City Council debated whether to change the name of Cook Inlet View Drive to Cook Inlet Drive, which better describes a residential street, on Wednesday night's meeting. According to a memo from council member Deborah Sonar, complaints about the existing title Cook Inlet View Drive have increased over the street name for the past couple of years. The word view suggests that the road has a scenic view, which has resulted in visitors, tourists, motorhomes, and tour buses driving through the residential neighborhood. However, residents of the Kenai area know that it's a dead-end street that leads to the edge of the bluff.
The other concern is that it is a very residential neighborhood and there are children in the streets riding bikes and playing ball. And with all this extra summer traffic, it just creates a dangerous scenario. So after talking to the five families, I brought it to administration and we got the ball rolling.
Public Works Director Scott Curtin says he's communicated with the Department of Transportation and they were okay with the City of Kenai making the sign changes. However, the DOT did mention that if they were going to change the signs themselves personally, it would take a bit of time. In response, Curtin said he would be happy to change the signs himself.
In my opinion, and I'd be happy to do this with our staff, I don't think it's a large sum of money. I think we could do all this here for a few hundred dollars, if that, possibly less than that. So my recommendation would be to allow our streets department staff to go ahead and do that, and I'll just take care of it, and I'd likely have it done next week.
After a unanimous vote, the resolution was adopted, meaning that Cook Inlet View Drive will now be known as Cook Inlet Drive. The Sterling Safety Corridor Improvement Mile Point 82.5 to 92.4 is going to have a public meeting. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is hosting two public open houses for the Sterling Safety Corridor Improvements Milepost 85.5 to 94 Progressive Design Build Project. Meetings will be held on Tuesday, June 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sterling Community Center and Wednesday, June 26th from 5 to 7 at the Soldotna Public Library. According to DOT Design Project Manager Julia Hansen, the project development has slowed over the last few years, and the open house meetings will reconnect the public with the design team and the DOT and allow locals to ask questions and voice concerns about the design.
For this first couple of open houses, we're trying to reintroduce the project. There's been a significant time lag between when we last communicated with the project and now that we're kicking it off again. We've heard a lot of concerns from the public. A lot of people aren't happy with our preliminary proposed design, and there are a lot of decisions we still need to make. So we want to re-engage with people and just let them know we're listening.
The project, which runs from Whistle Hill in Soldotna and all the way to Sterling, has a projected start date of 2026 in the statewide transportation improvement program. But Hansen says it could begin as early as 2025 in some sections where the design is more straightforward. That's because the primary method of the project switched in 2022 from a design-build contract to a progressive design-build. Under this new approach, QAP and Dowell were selected to design and build the new safety corridor. Hansen says this method will allow the project to begin in parts while other design aspects are still being fleshed out.
The big difference between this delivery method and our normal delivery method is that if we identify pieces of the work that we think is ready to start building, we can issue a design build contract based on just a small piece of the work.
Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
With the current dry weather conditions and increased fire danger, Chugach Electric Association Incorporated is taking steps to mitigate wildfire risks in part of its service territory, some of which could lengthen power outage times. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.